Well, it sounds, yeah, Jay. Well, it sounds like it's going down that. If you shake it in, put your ear down.
Eleanor Mallett Bergholtz with sons Max and Lewis. John Greenberg with daughter Casey Kale.
What are you listening
Jamie
to?
Jamie Cohen Benjamin.
It sounds like it sounds like water or something going down a drain.
Going down a drain.
Yeah.
When you listen in the tin in the can.
If you shake it and put your ear near it.
Broadway Junior songs are going to be accompanied by Jay Brodsky at piano.
Are you through? Do you want more, or shall I say?
Don't drink anymore.
Okay.
I'm going to move the microphone.
Today is July 29th. What made you think that you put soap on them?
Oh, I remember I didn't put soap on them. I remember I put black and dropped soap on the floor before, and one of them, by accident, it fell on the floor. She might have.
When did you drop soap?
A couple of days. I know I did.
Which soap?
Soap.
The soap? Soap that you wash your hands with?
Yeah.
Or the bar of soap?
What was the bar of soap?
No.
That big chunk.
Not in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Anyway, it wasn't dish soap. Wasn't that powder I put in the dishwasher?
Wasn't that stuff.
Well, anyway, I don't think that.
But what if it was that stuff? What if I did? What if I did do that?
That wouldn't hurt me. It would taste like soap, though. It would
smell and taste like soap, so I suspect
it's not it.
Then,
I don't know the answer.
Oh, actually, I just didn't want to show you.
What do you mean?
I dropped a couple of them.
And you didn't want to get in trouble, so you said you only dropped one.
Yeah.
Well, how many did you drop? More than two?
About five. So like five.
That's true.
How much did you eat?
Only two or three. They were all soapy tasting. Did they taste funny to you when you were eating them?
Well, I remember I took some and they were, and I didn't make them drop. I mean, they didn't drop. Mm-hmm. So I must have made the eaten. I mean, I remembered about those ones, so I ate those ones.
I see.
I ate them first.
Yeah. And so, you left the dirty ones.
What?
So you left the dirty ones.
Yeah. Hmm. I ate the ones I remember I didn't drop.
Uh-huh.
I left the ones that I can't remember if I dropped or didn't.
So what have you been to do for
time.
I mean,
so Mom, I think that's the problem.
You do?
Yeah.
So you think it's okay to eat the soda crackers?
Yeah. We should get them to the doctor.
We should get rid of the soda crackers, maybe.
No, I think we should get them to the doctor. And then check all of them.
Oh, my dad's not going to do that.
How come?
I'm not going to report the soda crackers.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat them either. So what are you going to have for, what are you going to have for lunches?
Well, I know you won't let me have stuff.
Right.
I'll go with milk.
Nothing else?
Mm-mm. That's what I have. Can you tell me the soda cracker thing? Those ones
that's
ripped.
What?
That's ripped.
looking at now, honey.
But what if they had little magic things and they spreaded it on this and it went right to there and on to these?
Through the paper?
Yeah.
I think that's the way it works. They use a powder. I'm going to taste one of these. Okay.
I'll taste it.
Okay. I'll taste it first, then you can taste it. Oh, I don't like these crackers. You know, they smell soapy to me. They still smell soapy. I think it's the way these crackers are, really. I don't think you'd get sick, though, but...
No, that's the way we always were.
But this bunch of soda crackers smells soapy, doesn't it? And soda crackers don't usually smell soapy. Right.
And I ate them. They were good. They're just the way I like them.
Like soapy soda crackers?
No.
Do they even smell like they sat with soap? Really? Like they sat with Tide? I'm going to store them wrong. Tide is what I wash my clothes with. The soap I wash my clothes with. Sometimes if you store food next to soap, next to soap, it picks up the smell. And then it tastes like that. So, do you want to eat them or do you want to just skip it?
I want to eat
them. Tampered with. I think they've been stored improperly.
Mark said, the other day I saw Ross at when he was drying off, when he was swimming.
About the snack, about the channel, I need the channel.
You know what?
You were going to tell me something, Mom said you were going to tell me something.
Uh-uh.
About the sandbar?
We played in the sandbox, made a huge thing.
This is on Roosevelt Island, right?
Where there's guards. We played on the slides and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tomorrow.
What?
It's tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow.
Because I was pretty tired.
Weren't we,
Dad?
I was really tired. I was really stressed.
Not yet. Then now tell Ross about what you did. Tell Ross the whole story.
We played on these block thingies, and we went across the bridge.
Yeah.
They used to be two bridges. But they took one off.
Yeah. And
Dad, won't these bridges bother you at night?
Yeah, they give me, sometimes they bother me a little bit, yeah. I think the birds are going to start pecking on me, right?
This looks like a dragon. Oh, did you see a comic book dragon?
That owl, yeah, that owl looks like the owl.
Did you see that comic book dragon?
Yeah. You didn't listen to Mark tell you all about the car.
The biggest building in the world.
Did that help construction?
Yeah.
What did you make?
And then we did a fort at the bottom too.
Did you make like any bomb shelters?
No.
No, we didn't get that much time because it turned out.
Yeah. Did you make tunnels?
Yeah, we tried it.
Yeah.
Start on time, but didn't start the
crash. Yeah.
No, it didn't start the crash.
Not down in the deep quite a little bit.
Yeah, but we found that, and I made a little face on it. I dug some. I dug a little, then put two eyes.
We saw some kids make karate kids make.
No, you heard karate music. The one that goes, from the time I remember you, from a long time ago.
Oh, just in time I was sitting up. Like a nice shiny gnome from a long time ago. Doesn't find my favorite day. Take it to my castle far away.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Anyway, so this is something that we can do tomorrow if you like to try. But,
yeah.
And what we're going to do tomorrow?
What?
We're going to wake up in the morning.
Statue of the
Bible. No, we're not going to do a statue of the
Bible. Oh, comic books.
We could do that for you, actually. Let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take the aerial. We might as well do the concept. Yeah, it's just sure it's open when we get out. We're going to take the aerial camera.
What's that?
That thing that goes like up on a cable, like on a big wire.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like up above, way high above the river.
But I've seen those things get stuck bad.
Yeah, I've seen them fall off sometimes. Sometimes they get like people fall off. And you go crash into your death. Not this one, I think it was made by a really good engineer. Yeah, okay, and watch your mind. And then when we get off to the other side, we're going to take a tour of whole city in a bus. And we're going to go to the bus depot for the tour of whole city.
Yeah.
Okay? $5 for it. We'll see all the best parts in the world. Tell lots of nice little stories about the airport.
No, about the bear.
I'm going to tell it
a thing about.
Okay.
Once upon a time, there was a little bear. And he didn't go on trips for his whole life. And he had to stay in America. And one day somebody said something about going to New York. And the little bear wanted to go there. And he asked his dad, he said no. He asked his mom, she said no. Then he went over to his brother, and he asked him, he said, what are you crazy? I can't even answer that question. Why don't we go ask dad or mom? So then he asked Grandpa, he said, sorry. And then he asked Grandma, and she said, I'm too busy. And soon then he thought of doing it to another cub. So he said that to that cub, to the cub, and the cub said, okay. So they instead of doing a car, they had to do bicycle riding, and the speed limit they were supposed to go was 60, so they went that speed limit, and the cars had to go 50. And then they got there after a little while, after a couple hours and minutes and stuff like that. They got there and they went to an apartment and stayed there for a long time. And the dad and the mother and the grandpa and the grandma and his brother all missed them. And after a while he went back to there, and then he came back with a whole party of stuff that you can make a party with. So we made a party, and they had a big party. The end.
Let's turn it off.
I think it's June, July, August the 1st. We're in New York.
Which color do you go on? Yellow, red, which one?
Which color do I go on?
Do you start driving again?
Green.
Well, I thought of the green. I should change it up to the green one. It's yellow or red, and it's like, and you find it, and there's this little toy popper.
Toy what? Popper?
Popper.
Popper.
Yeah. and you move it once, and then the ball pops out of the window, bounces and bounces, and then bounces all the way up to the light, and then you can go, and it bounces back into the little toy.
There's a something that police and the ambulance use in some cities.
What?
That isn't the toy.
What?
That it is in the car. It
checks that.
It's that like a light that, or
that checks so he isn't doing something wrong.
No, it shines to the traffic light. It sends some kind of a radio message. Either that or it shines a light at the message, at the traffic light, and changes it to green for him. Just like what you're saying. Only it isn't a toy. It's so that the ambulance will have a green light. And you know why that's good for an ambulance?
Because they have to rush all the time.
They have to rush all the time. And if people in the opposite direction going across have a green light, then the people won't be so careful when they see the ambulance, because they'll already be going on a green light. Whereas if they've already stopped for a red light, it's easier for the ambulance to go. Because an ambulance can go on a red light anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But some people don't see them. That's the problem. And so your little toy already, there's already something like your little toy.
What?
Only it isn't a toy, it's a real thing.
You mean
it's for grown-ups.
You mean my little toy could turn out to be something like that thing,
mm-hmm,
that the police use?
Yes.
What do you think my two toys are called? Right?
Yeah, what was the other toy?
I don't remember, but will he another one?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's burning and you want him to cool off, there's this little fan. You pull, and there's this trigger in it. You pull the trigger, and then it flips, goes over to him, and it cools him off. Do you think that's a good, better one?
I think your first one was a good one. But I think this one's good, too.
Well, okay. Oh, wait. Let me think of another one.
You think of another one?
I know.
Did he sleep with you?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. I know another one. It's called a president bean. It's like those little lights up there. You hold it, he's holding it. And he wants food, and starts a bed. Then he presses this little button on it, and then it gives, and then he tells the machine what he wants, and then he presses the button, and then the stuff comes on the plate, and then he gets to eat it. I think that one would become famous. Do you know any of them that you could say about?
Any what?
The kind of toys that you could use.
Well.
The answer is no. Right. Okay.
I'd like a house that vacuumed itself. You just turn on a button and there'll be a sucker. Big sucker in the floor and it'll go and suck all the dirt away. And then it would filter it. And you can go in the filter and take a look and see if your earrings were there. And your kids' little toys. And then the dirt, it would be a screen like this. You see it. You could look in the little screen or in the filter and see if your toys and earrings were there.
Yeah, and then you'd take them out and they wouldn't be dirty.
Right. But the house would be clean.
Yeah. And then you would have to do either put on your earrings or put them away. Play with your toys or put them away.
Mm-hmm.
Do anything.
But we would still have to
the maid or kitten had to do it.
Oh my god.
The maid or the kitty. Somebody would have to look for it. But actually I would like a special vacuum thing that did all the work for us. And it never messed up on its jobs. It vacuumed, and it didn't vacuum the toys, or didn't vacuum the kitties, or the earrings, or the mamas, or the babies, or the dad, or anything. Plus the dad's glasses, plus anything. Or anything except the dirty stuff that he knows it should be vacuumed. And I wish I was magic.
I wish you were magic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can do anything. When the world is about to blow, I would say, make it not blow. When it's about to blow up, make it not blow up. Or I'll just do some magic to make it not blow up. You know what? It can blow down too. You know how it does that? It goes. And blowing up is when there's a bomb or something that goes. Or a bomb goes to the middle and poof.
It all comes down eventually anyway.
Some stays up. Some, like the dirt. I mean, not the dirt, the
Here we are in recording. Not recording. Peak battery. Where would you have gone, honey? Where do you want to go left?
I mean, I don't know.
This is August 3rd.
I just want to go to a different one. Because there's thousands of different ones.
There are?
There might be.
Well, honey, there are thousands of different ones, but they might not be as good.
I want to see what the others
taste
like.
Well, let's get going. We'll see. Okay, come on. You need your... Hey, Mark, why don't you take your Heathcliff? You don't want Heathcliff?
I read it.
Are you read it that fast? You're so fast. You're so fast. God, you're faster than Ross. Bye, Ross.
Bye.
Mommy, Mark is my baby tonight, okay? I get Mark, okay? You can have Ross.
Yeah.
Can't quite see from here, well.
Oh,
not yet, no. But that's all right, we just sat down. Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to read?
Yeah.
What are the prices on the Sicilian special and the Sicilian thing?
This is $9.50.
Pretty expensive, yeah. Well, Sicilian, I think that'd be deep dish here.
Dad,
it's a deep dish pizza. Please, yeah. What would you like, honey?
What are the things?
What we're going to do is we're going to get your Coke, okay?
Mm-hmm. After this.
And then we want you to eat a little bit of pizza, okay? Because you won't, not a baker needs pizza, okay?
I'll take a sub.
A sub? Would you like a sub? They've got very good subs here. They've got very good subs. I think it's a good idea.
The good
subs. I only have one sub, one pizza.
I love the good subs.
You're helping out. A small pizza and a small sub.
If Marshall eats that, that's great.
Oh yeah, small pizza, tons of pepper, and then no spaghetti on the side, because no one really wants that.
If you'll eat a sub,
oh, you're talking to me again. It's so nice of you to see you can talk to your dad. I thought you weren't talking. Oh, it's important, right? For food, he'll swallow his pride. Will you swallow the food? Will you swallow the food? Along with your pride? What? Not her pride. You won't swallow her pride. You'll swallow your pride. No, okay.
You'll swallow this.
Hey, mind you want this? Okay. How much are the small pepperoni pizzas? They're still quite a lot, aren't they?
Want a hamburger?
$7, that's a lot.
Want a hamburger?
Who should get another calzone?
$7 versus $7.75.
Dad, want a hamburger?
Yeah.
Want a hamburger?
Yes.
But watch out, it might turn into a fist.
Oh, right. Well, ask them if there's such thing as a small pizza. If not, we might want to get something else.
Well, there's cheese pizza.
We could get different subs.
Really, the difference in the
front
and the
size
doesn't make much difference, yeah.
Pop. Yeah.
Oh, you can always save the pizza for breakfast.
You want a hot sub, right?
No, Marky doesn't. Marky, you want a hot sub? You want a real cold sub?
I want it.
Doesn't he like a melted?
I want the kind of sub.
Ross had.
That was cold.
Oh.
Cold sub. Cold,
I want a cold sub.
Salami, ham and cheese. Number one. Cold sub.
How you doing?
I can't quite read it. What are those prices on the pizza? Are they?
Are we on tape?
Oh,
are you rolling?
We were talking. Like,
are you rolling? Here we go.
How's the book coming out? So, Mark, what did you like the best about New York?
New York.
What was your favorite thing? Did you like New York?
Yes.
Which part did you like?
The best.
Yeah. The buildings or the apartment or what?
When you gave us all the toys and stuff.
That was the best when I got all the toys for you. That was pretty nice. Would you, how'd you like that toy store?
Good
toy store. Don't you wish we had one like that down the way? And Children's Palace actually could be combined with that, you know.
What do you mean, combined?
You know, have Children's Palace on one side and FAO Schwartz on the other. And what else did you, like in New York? Is there anything you didn't like in New York? What do you remember? What do you remember? Mark? What do you remember about me?
About, oh.
What do you remember?
I remember we went into the Statue of Liberty. We saw the Empire State Building.
The what?
We saw the Empire State Building.
Do you remember when you saw Rockefeller Center with that man, that golden man? The man was all painted gold?
And I remember when we got fortune cookies.
Yeah, Chinatown.
Do
you remember Wall Street, when we went to that small part of Wall Street? There wasn't much really to remember from that, was there?
I don't know. What?
Hot buildings.
I remember
when... Do you remember when we drove under that building?
What building?
Drove through that big building?
What building?
The Helmsley Palace and Grand Central Station?
I don't think so.
What about that big globe, that huge globe of the world?
That
you hated.
The huge globe of the world?
Yeah,
big. Oh, I don't like
you
it.
You hated that, right?
No.
What about the cable car? What about the aerial tramway we took?